it ain't over. That's the message from influential JPMorgan Chase boss Jamie Dimon. In his annual letter to shareholders, Dimon lays out why he thinks that a combination of inflationary forces might push interest rates to 8% or more in the coming years. The investment bank CEO points to record high deficit spending and ever-growing geopolitical tensions as the basis of his concerns. Robin Farzad has been having a look at that letter. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi there.
So what were Jamie Dimon's concerns?
I mean, it was all over the place. It was a 61-page letter. He hit on everything from kind of almost touting his too-big-to-fail status. We've been really blessed that we've been able to roll up these dozens and dozens of banks over the decades. Unbelievable profit numbers from them. But he's also worried about inflation. He's worried about deficits. And everybody out there believing that interest rates are about to fall, maybe curb your enthusiasm a bit, because we might get punished for our profligacy. And so he's warning of even 8% interest rates.
And remind people, why should we listen to him?
This is the closest thing we have to his predecessor from the early 20th century, J. Pierpont Morgan. His bank is worth nearly $600 billion of market value. It had rolled up everything from Bear Stearns, Chase, Providian, Washington Mutual. If you think back to the decades and accordion out the market share that this gigantic bank has, that he's almost a parallel figure to Jerome Powell in the private sector. He's hugely respected. People thought that he might run for president. I'm not sure that's in the offing for him. So when he talks, it's like the old E.F. Hutton. Everybody really on Wall Street listens.
Yeah. And he wrote this letter to shareholders who might be saying, oh, I got a letter from Jamie. But was he really writing to the Federal Reserve?
Maybe. I mean, he's clearly in conversation with the New York Fed, and, you know, he's a quick phone call away from Jerome Powell and others, but he's there. It's a pretty surreal letter, and he's saying, we're this massive, we're going to clear this much of a profit on record revenue. The stock is at an all-time high, and yet we would warn everyone out there that inflation could linger. It could be with us for a while, and that's something that we don't have an institutional memory of. And Jerome Powell so far has been wrong. Let's not forget, in 2022, I mean, whiffing on inflation, whiffing on interest rates, having to put that genie back in the bottle belatedly. The Fed has repeatedly been wrong, if you look at this century, has repeatedly taken rates to zero interest rate policy and didn't know what the far-off effects of this would be. So here you have a person who's parallel to Jerome Powell saying, maybe, just maybe, inflation stays with us.
Well, and just to remind people, the Federal Reserve had looked like it may be moving towards, you know, lowering, cooling interest rates. And so that's why, you know, I was thinking maybe he's saying, no, not yet. How does this affect us down on the ground?
If you're out there thinking that, you know, I'm going to get relief on my credit card balances, or I'm going to hold off on this piping hot housing market, or you're out there waiting on the sidelines to invest, it's very possible. Back in the day, we routinely had 7-8% interest rates. Of course, in real terms, above inflation, that's what matters. But the Fed this century has taken rates down to emergency levels so many times that we got used to this new easiness. And we might be breaking out of this regime, and not many people are ready for it, including the federal government, which has these enormous deficits to have to roll over and finance. So here you have an important warning from someone, albeit, you know, granted, maybe he's talking his book and touting a bit. But again, he devoted 61 pages to this. And people like Warren Buffett and Jamie Dimon and the chairman of Vanguard, when they talk, people have to listen.
Well, and this is also going to be affecting, there's a little presidential election coming up. You know, those who are against deficits and those who say we have a great economy right now. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. We'll keep an eye on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.